Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Mothers and Daughters at the Round Table. I'm your host, Dr. Bessie, with Mothers and Daughters Around the World. Literally, around the world. Excuse me. As you notice, I was about a minute or so for getting on the radio and simply got caught up. Thoughts and visions. And I'll share those with you in a little bit. But first, before I get into my thoughts and visions, I want to be able to say, God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your unconditional love. We thank you for wisdom and, most importantly, understanding. Father God, we are your children. Your daughters, your sons, and we're dependent on you to give us what we need as far as standing the wisdom and understanding what you've sent us here to do and how we're to serve you. That's our sole purpose, is to make you happy. But Father God, this morning I ask that you just extend special grace and mercies to Bobby Christina. She's been on our hearts. We're praying for her. But Father God, we know that you're the only one that can do it. And as I stand for mothers and daughters around the world, today, Father, I'm asking you to lift her up. Give her a second chance. Extend her life and let her serve you, because I believe her testimony is going to be a testimony that will save many young girls that's her age and older. So, Father God, I'm asking with all that I have and all that you assign me to do for grace and for mercy for Bobby Christina and her family. Think that as mothers, our heart goes out to Bobby Christina, as well as all other mothers and daughters that are facing extraordinary circumstances in their lives. And as we talk today, I think you get a greater feeling for where I'm coming from this morning. And that's why I was late, because I got so caught up in the thought that I realized in my spirit was like, you need to get on the radio. And I looked up, it's 3 minutes past 10. So easy to get caught up in a thought. And when you get caught up in that thought, you get caught up in the visions that's caught up in your head. And sometimes we don't know how to get out of it as quickly as we possibly can or should, and therefore it solidifies itself and make it into our world in a solid form. So I can't tell you why this particular story. Well, I guess I can. Yes, I can. Oh, I'll take that back. But I don't want to get ahead of myself because God gave me a way to deliver why I feel the way that I feel and cannot get it off. I mean, I wake up in the morning and Bobby Christina's on my mind. I go to bed, she's on my mind. During the day, she's on my mind. And I'm thinking, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? What is it that you want me to say? And we hear a lot of stories. But it's a prime example. God just said, that's a prime example of what I've been trying to get the message out on. A prime example. Lord knows you don't want to use anything for any monetary gain or, you know, that's not what we're doing here. It's not about that. Nobody's paying us to say anything. We're not. I wouldn't even do that. There's not enough money to pay me to get Gloria or not Glory, get some kind of fame or something from somebody else's situation. That's not who I am. And that's not what Mother and Daughter stands for. But we have been on this radio for 5 years. And we have been teaching and preaching, testifying, and giving all kind of examples. And really reaching out to mothers. Excuse me. You know, I had someone say to me once, say, you know, why is it that you seem to be so hard on mothers? And I said, you know, it's not that I'm hard on mothers. It's just that mothers are responsible. Mothers are the ones that can make the difference. When mothers say something, the whole family tend to listen. So that's why I go to the mother, because God made you the mother for a reason, so that you could lead, so that you could guide and direct the children. And when we get outside of that, then we are leading our children in the wrong way, because we are going away, and when I say outside of God's will for us, outside of what God wants us to do. So today, you know, it is kind of hard for me. I don't know what's happening today. I don't know if they're going to unplug her today, but for some reason it's kind of heavy in my spirit. So I'm just asking everybody to stop for just a second. You know, there's power in prayer. And when we all get together and just stop for a second, we're talking about a spiritual movement. We're talking about dealing with our power from within. That's the only thing that counts. And when we get that, we can manifest more things into our reality. But you can't start on the outside expecting something to happen on the inside. You got to start on the inside, because that's where all your treasures lie. That's where the spirit is. That's where God is. And from it within, you can progress outward. So with all that being said, I'm going to go back and look at some of the things that I jotted down. Of course, I got off track from that because of an emotion that I have this morning. So sit back, relax, get your favorite drink, call your friends, and ask them, you know, just come on and listen. This is a moment where we can actually use this testimony to help each other. You know, call your friends. You call them for everything else. You call them for some old crazy stuff that's out there, somebody tweeting something, and you think that's cute. But this is very serious. Every mother and daughter need to be on this phone and listen to how can we come together to bring energy to help someone else's baby. So the number is 347-539-5078. Challenge yourself. Don't just sit there and say, you know, well, I don't have to because I'm on. No, no, no. Challenge yourself. Get outside of yourself and get at least one person to say, come on the line and listen. Come on the line and let's join forces together with mother and daughter here on Blog Talk Radio.
I know you're there. I see you. I know you're listening. But just don't make it about you. You know, if you feel something in your heart, do it. If you don't, I understand. So get a pen and your favorite drink, sit back, relax, and let's have our conversation for today. Our stimulating topic this morning is the thoughts and visions of your daughter. The thoughts and visions of your daughter. Again, I'm your host, Dr. Bessie, and I'm here at the round table with mothers and daughters from around the world. And as I say around the world, the internet is so connected. I mean, there's no telling where we are. There's no telling. Because on the internet, we can reach you. You can hear us. And if you want to send me a text, an email, you can email me at drbessie, the number one, at gmail.com. That's drbessie, the number one, at gmail.com. And let me tell you, I thank you for all emails. I thank you for your comments. I do get them, and I appreciate them. And that's what keep me getting up on Saturday morning to do this. Not that seven-figure income. It's because I feel in my heart that God asked me to do this. And more than ever before today, I feel in my heart that God asked me to do this because he showed me something this morning. And I knew. So our stimulating topic today is the thoughts and visions of our daughter. Think about that. I want to thank my co-host, Cynthia Oliver, and Frida Hunter. She's on with us when she can. And I want to thank all of you for getting up on Saturday morning and joining us. I appreciate it. I cannot have a conversation without you. You make my job easy. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Last week we had a guest, Trish Peretti, and it was an interesting conversation with her. She was talking about diabetes and insulin and the correct way to carry ourselves, about exercise and eating and things to do when you have type 1 and type 2 diabetes. It was a very interesting conversation. She shared her story, her testimony about her and a mother and her experience and asking God, you know, what can I do to serve you? You know, when we ask the question, sometimes it's not what we think it should be, but if you just trust God and keep going, it's going to be the best thing for you because he already has it planned. He's just waiting on you to ask him because God is a gentleman. He's not going to force anything on you. He's your father. He loves you. He created you for a purpose. And then when you're willing to work in that purpose, he's willing to help you get to that purpose. But he's not going to force you. It's like he won't force you to love him. You got to come to him for yourself. And you got to ask the question. But you got to be ready. And that's why a lot of people don't go and ask because they're afraid of what they're going to get. But don't be afraid because whatever the journey is, you head it right back to him. And there's no way you're going anywhere else. God didn't make something to lose it. He made it to return to him. So some way, somehow, out of all the mess that you may think that you're in right now, and you think there's no way God would never accept you, you're wrong. Why wouldn't he accept you? He created you. You belong to him. Just like with your children. They can always come back to mama. I can't imagine. I hear sometimes a mother say, I don't care. They can't do this and they can't do that and I won't allow them to do this. But you let them get into a situation that they're lying in a hospital bed. The first thing that mother will do, drop everything she's doing to get to that child. So stop the nonsense and stop all this crazy talk about what you won't and can't and won't do and it's just a bunch of craziness. Because if your daughter was in the position of Bobby Christine today, you would not leave that bedside. But she's walking around, breathing, and you can't stop for a moment and have that honest conversation and get that relationship right. This doesn't make any sense at all. Then you go laying up around the bed at the last minute for what? For what? Because you had an opportunity. You have an opportunity now to make it right. So, I mean, don't wait till the last minute to go running, taking all that negative energy in there, making it harder for the spirit to move. Stop thinking now. What does my daughter mean to me? You know, our platform is coming from a place that God placed on my heart. And he said, this is what I think about mothers and daughters. Ezekiel 16:44. And you can do whatever you want. You can say whatever you want. But if you believe in God, I know some people say they don't. But you let something happen, the first thing they'll say is, oh, God. It automatically come out because he's in you. You can't get around that. I don't care what you say, what you think. You came from a creator. But God said, as is the mother, so is her daughter. So we got to think like that. Where did this stuff come from? If our daughters are doing it, mother, examine yourself. Examine your past. Examine your thoughts. Examine your visions. What were they like? What were you thinking? You think you're going to escape? You think your daughter's going to escape? Without repentance, the experience will come to the reality. You have to repent in order for your daughter to escape. That's the only forgiveness. That's the place of forgiveness. Last week I said we had Trish with us, and the topic was the effects of a daughter's health in 9 days. That was her prayer. My mother told her, wait 9 days, the novena prayer, the Italian, according to Trish. That's what she's Italian, so she could speak on that topic, and 9 days, her prayer was answered. But she was blind. So, of course, she has her sight back, thank God. And she's doing great work from that experience. And that brings us to our stimulating topic today, the thoughts and visions of our daughter. Are the thoughts and visions of your daughter? That's the correct title that I have here. And when I go down this journey this morning, as I go down the journey, if you have a son, think of your son. If you have a daughter, think of your daughter, because I really want you to be the mother. I really want you to think, as we talked this morning, from the mother's perspective, and then reflect back on your mother as you go through, and we travel just a little piece in this journey. Now, over the past 5 years, we've talked about words, thoughts, visions, and reality. And most people that know me know that that is truly the platform in which I come from. I've been doing it since 1982, when God explained this to me as a part of my purpose and sharing his word. Think about it. It is all there is. That's the formula. Once you get that formula, that's it. That's God in the making. He said in the beginning that, you know, it was the word and the word was God. So if he's the word and the word is him, then nothing is, that's not made from the word. So now you're talking about words, and when you have words, you're thinking about thoughts. You have thoughts that comes out of the word. The word is like a container that holds the thought. And then inside the thought is a container that holds vision. And then you have visions that are the container that holds your reality. That's why he says people without visions will perish. See, if you can't see it, you can't have it. You can't change the formula and expect to get what you want. That's the formula. It will reproduce after its own kind. The work that I do is based on this formula. Your words create your thoughts. Your thought creates your visions. Your visions creates your reality. And all things are created out of your visions, which is a total sum of your words and thoughts. Now, to all mothers out there that's listening, I want you to stop what you're doing, and I want you to think about our stimulating topic for today. Do you have an idea of what your daughter is thinking and seeing in her mind's eye? Do you have an idea? Just stop and think for a moment. Why are you thinking? I'll just keep talking just for sake of fair time. Do you have a clue what your daughter's thinking? Do you have a clue what she's visualizing in her mind's eye? And you have to be honest with yourself. Do you really? I can see some of you saying, now, Dr. Bessie, you know that I'm not a mind reader. You know I don't know how to read that girl's mind. I don't know what she's thinking. I don't know what she's visualizing, what she wants to do. I don't know. Maybe not. But you are the heart and spirit connector to your daughter. So therefore, your heart and your spirit will reveal things to you about your daughter. She came out of you. So therefore, she's connected to you spiritually. So when we spend time with our daughters, and when you're having an honest conversation with your daughter, and when you take time to look in her eyes, when you're talking to her, not cooking, not cleaning, not watching television, when you are talking and looking your daughter in the eye, when you can hug her and exchange energy, you can feel fear, or you can feel love. And when you spend quality time with your daughter, time that's not on the phone, time that's not around other people, when the two of you just sitting together, sometimes you don't have to say anything. You're just sitting, and all of a sudden your spirit just connects. Try just sitting with your eyes closed and sitting close to your daughter. Don't even touch her and see what happens. And then try sitting there holding hands. Just imagine now. I want you to see, because see, what I'm doing now is showing you. Close your eyes and just imagine seeing yourself sitting there, not holding hands, but spiritually connected. And then see yourself holding hands, physically and spiritually connected. Can you see that? See, from within is the power. You saw it. And if you keep looking at that vision will manifest.
it will solidify itself and will manifest into your reality. And one day you'll look up and you'll be holding your daughter's hand and you're sitting there and you're in the glory of God. That's the Spirit. And you'll be like, wow, see, like we've done this before. Yes, you have in your mind's eye. Those are the things we have visualized, so many things that when they come to the reality, we go, wow, seems like I've done this before. Well, you have. You've seen it in your mind's eye. You can't have it until you see it in your mind's eye. So you've seen it. That's the only way it can come to reality. When God said, let there be light, don't you think he saw light? In order to know what light was, he had to have seen a vision. And he said, let there be light here. I like this. He's looking from within the Spirit. He saw the light. Let there be. And it became light in the outer world. So all I'm doing this morning is leading you up to, how do I know what my daughter is thinking? And what she's planning to do it by, what is she seeing in her mind's eye? Because that's what she's planning to do. That's her vision. So, mothers, we have got to pay more attention to what we're doing in the presence of our daughters. We've got to pay more attention to what we're doing, what we're saying, how we're being. Because I look at a three-year-old little girl, and I'm using three because then they're quite aware of what's going on around them, more than you even anticipate, a little earlier than that sometimes. But let's just use three. And you're telling her to go sit down and play with her doll or do something, and she's over there playing, and you're talking on the phone, and you're running somebody down, or you're talking to somebody you shouldn't be talking to, and she's sitting there, and she's just receiving all that information. She's receiving it. And she knows when your spirit is not in a good place. She could feel. Because sometimes, you know, a little girl will come to you and say, Mommy, you okay? Is everything okay? Why would she ask you that? Think about it. She's asking you that because her spirit sensed something is not right. God built us with a built-in mechanism that we can sense. You think a deer cannot sense you 100 feet away? He will stop drinking water, stand straight, immediately turn his head to the left or right because he can sense that someone is in his presence. So your three-year-old can sense something's not right. She can sense when you want to cry, even if the tears are not rolling down your face. She says, Mommy, what's wrong? Are you okay? She kisses you on the face. She kisses you on the lips. She hugs you because what she's trying to do is to figure out why she's feeling the way that she's feeling, because she feels what you are feeling. So if you believe in God, and many of you do, you believe that God cannot lie. And I base a lot of things that I do just on that. Even though things are crazy sometimes, in the atmosphere of the earthly realm, all around me, I said, you know what? I've got to hold on to one thing, and that's the truth. The truth is God cannot lie. I believe that for me. And so I said, if he cannot lie, then his word is true. And he said, and I will use whatever he said in that particular situation. God, you said this. So I'm going to hold on to that, and I'm not going to pay attention to all this other stuff that seems to be like a whirlwind around me. I'm in the eye of the storm. I'm where the peace is. I am where you are. So therefore, I'm holding on to your word, and I'm letting the craziness just keep whipping around me because it can't touch me. I'm inside the eye of the storm where it's calm. So if you know the statement to be true, then we're going to base that statement on what we believe. And let's look at the statement again. As is the mother, so is her daughter, Ezekiel 19:44. You cannot get past that. Now, as a mother, we can't keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result from ourselves or from our daughter. And when you do that, you're doing what you did last year. You're doing what you did the year before. You're doing what you did 5 years ago. But yet each day you're expecting to receive something different. You're expecting your daughter to be better. So you put, because you are not accomplishing what you know that you're capable of accomplishing, and you're fighting that intro conversation that's within your head for yourself, then a lot of times you put that pressure on your daughter. Well, you should know better. You should do better. But, hey, before you jump the fence, keep your eyes on the prize. Look at yourself. Don't jump the fence and go over on your daughter's side and take it out on her. Think about it. As is the mother, so is the daughter. It's called insanity when you're expecting something different and you're doing the same thing. You know, that's not good. Because God said that he gave you what? A sound mind. So if you got a sound mind, you should be thinking and doing things from a sound perspective. But because we're on this earthly realm, that's why he says, I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. Sometimes we forget that. And we think that we're in this world. We think that we're here. We are spiritual. We're connected to God. We just, the bodies are exposed to the earthly realm, but the mind, your thoughts and your visions from within. So now that we looked at, as is the mother, so is the daughter, I want you, mother, to stop for a moment and examine yourself. What's on your mind? What's on your mind right now? What's on your mind? What's been on your mind this week? What's been the dominant thought that kept coming back and back and back and back? And then extend it and look at your children. And I'm going from the daughter now to the daughter and the son. Look at your children. Are they tensed? You're tensed? They're tensed? Why? Are they feeding on your energy? I can't answer that question, but you can. Just simply by answering the question, what's on your mind? We know that our mind and our visions are spiritual, and our thoughts are spiritual. They're not physical. And visions, they're spiritual. So now let's review the statement again. As is the mother, so is the daughter. And I'm keep bringing you back to this because I want you to look at it. I want you to really get it. As is the mother, so is the daughter. Now, mothers, we know that God is a spirit with a vision. See, he's a spirit. He had to have a vision to create us. I was looking at Discovery just a week or so ago, last week to be exact. And when I looked at some of the creatures in the sea, that's running around, I mean, we see the same people in our little world. We don't see the discovery of and the explanations and the creations of God. I mean, some of these things, I'm like, oh, my God, look at you. All these things that he created that has a function. And when you look at it, some things just can melt into an environment, change colors, change shapes. It's just amazing. And don't you know when he created man in his image, what we can do? We too are made in his image, and we are spirits with a vision. Now, where is your spirit and your vision? Are they on the outside or the inside? Ask yourself that. If you know for a fact that your spirit, your thoughts and your vision are on the inside of you,
Everything's on the inside, even your words before they come out. Everything is on the inside. Then you know you can create whatever you need to create on the outside. Now, can you see even what you are thinking and visualizing can be the thoughts and visions of your daughter? Remember, I didn't say it. Now, God said it. He said, as is the mother, so is the daughter. So he didn't just say that because of your outside appearance, things that she can see you do from the outside. He's got to be talking about the inside because that's who he is. That's all that he is, spirit. Inside a body that roams the earth. But the truth of you is on the inside of you. So what are you thinking, mother? What are you seeing in your mind's eye? You think it's a secret? You think nobody knows? Can those thoughts and visions be transformed to your daughter? Now, I'm going to tell you how I got to all of that. We have a live testimony today. Showed me this morning. I told you I'd tell you. The live testimony is Whitney and her daughter, Bobby Christina. Can you only imagine what was going through Bobby Christina's mind for the last 3 years? Things that she's seen, not only in the physical, but things that she felt on the inside, the intra conversations that she must have had with herself, the thoughts and the visions that ran rampantly through her mind, that build up a confusion in her spirit. That's why my heart goes out to Bobby Christine and her father Bobby and the entire family. Because Bobby Christine was born into a thought and a vision that she had no control over, which led her to this day lying in a coma of confusion. She's in a coma of confusion. Can you only imagine the thoughts and the visions that ran through her mind over the last 3 years? I'm sure they probably thought, well, she's doing okay. She's doing okay because she's maneuvering. Yes, when you have money, when you have position, when you have what they call so-so power on the earth, people attach themselves to you, and they help lift you up in the presence of others. But when you in that moment by yourself, what's going on in your mind? What are your thoughts and visions? As a mother, I can only imagine Bobby Christina saying, Mommy, what happened? What happened? She's probably trying to figure out, what am I going to do now? Why did you leave me? Did she voice those things to other people? Probably not. Because the world makes us think that once you hit 21, or once you get a certain age, you're supposed to act a certain way, has nothing to do with your mental state of mind. So I'm sure she was wrestling with her thoughts, trying to cast down her visions to keep them from becoming her reality. But then something happened, and she's lying today, like I said, in a coma of confusion. So I'm saying to you mothers out there, I hope this is a signature program that we can use over and over and over again. Come on, mothers. Don't let this testimony go to waste. As a mother, we've got to do better. We've got to start with our words and our thoughts and our visions to get the desired results that we want for ourselves and for our daughters. Think about it. We've got to create those words, thoughts, visions
We've got to allow them to live in our physical so that our daughters can see them and feel them through our spirit. You can pretend all day long, but your spirit will define your intent. So this morning I'm asking everyone, when you get to yourself, you get just a moment when you can really sincerely, don't just do it to be doing it, but when you really can sincerely stop and think, what if I was in that position? How would I feel? And extend to Whitney's daughter the love and energy and the prayer to give her another chance to be a testimony for him. That's my take on it. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher. How are you?
I'm a little disturbed this morning. I'm trying to do the best I can. I cannot get Bobby Christine out of my heart and my mind. I just feel like she was born into a situation that she never really got a chance to grab a hold of a spirit of God. And I just feel like I know there are other mothers and daughters out there that have a struggle as well. It's just that this one is so out there that I just feel that if we could all come together, pray for all mothers and daughters, and knowing that, you know, Bobby Christina just reenacts the same vision that she saw from her mother, it's really pulling at my spirit. But anyway, let me hear yours.
Well, and if you don't mind, before the end of the show, let us just do that. Take a moment to pray out loud if we could. But, you know, the same with you and the same with me. It's been on my mind all week. I went to walk with someone on last weekend, and I just wanted to take a moment to pray for this baby girl. And all I got from her was, you know, what wasn't I intended, because they're looking at her. And I was like, this is a baby. This girl is a baby. And you are so right. Ask the mother, so it's the daughter. And what daughter doesn't follow in her mother's footsteps? And the statistics, very, very few children go the opposite of what their mother do. And so when we as mother, allow our children to see certain things, they follow certain patterns. And that's just all to it. I was doing some studying on yesterday, and I this gentleman's name is Wink, and he was talking about actually students, but you can bring that into this realm of mothers and daughters and mothers and sons. And you got to think about, and he used the analogy of a cell phone, thinking all children are cell phones and they need to be plugged in. And the mothers in this case is the power. Children need power to plug in, and when they don't have it, they just simply run out of power. And that's exactly what happened to Bobby Christina, if you will, because, you know, without her mom here for her, and, you know, I don't care how bad our moms are, we become the people that we become as a result of our mothers. And so, you know, I my heart is just, so is yours, very heavy in this situation. Matter of fact, I sent you an email. I got a call. They wanted you to speak on that very thing the day after the Butterfly Award. And so I told them that I would forward you the flyer, so I'm waiting on that flyer, because it is just a buzz out there about this situation. And they mentioned Bobby Christina and Whitney, and they wanted the mental health piece on that and your thinking on that. So it's just that we are the power to our children, and when we stall out, guess what? They stall out, because every day in the human realm we are struggling to exist, and that baby girl, in the absence of her mother, has been struggling to exist, and she simply ran out of power. Mothers, when are we going to really be the power source for our children? And I challenge you mothers out there to get engaged with your children in order that we don't lose that one more life to suicide, attempted or accidental.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray that God would just give this baby girl, that he would just stun the world and give this baby girl, and that's been my prayer all week, that she will wake up with the willingness to live and to turn her mother's tragedy into a legacy. That's been my prayer all week. And that's been my prayer all week. So I'm just praying that when they think she's down, that she wake up and come back with such a willingness to live, that she will be on that testimony that you spoke about for her, for God, and a legacy for her mom. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Oh, wow. Thank you. That's good thoughts, too. I've been going within and just speaking to her spiritually, telling the baby, wake up. You know, just ask
Amen.
Because, you know, that's the only way we can speak to her is spiritually. So
we get
to a lot of outside talk. That's not going to get to her. You got to go within, and you got to send your spirit to her. And I'm saying to her, wake up.
Amen.
Wake up. And be what God has sent you here to be.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
And Bobby is saying that he's not going to unplug her now because he had a testimony of a person in his family that was in a coma for about 9 to 10 days, and they woke up.
Amen.
They were gone.
Amen.
So everything happens for a reason. You see what I'm saying? Had he not had that testimony, he might not have been in the state he's in now to say, okay, well, there's nothing can be done. See, God already showed him how he works.
And
God
is
working.
And that's just how our Heavenly Father works. He has allowed us an experience prior to have the faith that it can happen. I thank God that Bobby Brown was paying attention. I thank God that he was able to connect the dots. Because that's what life and moving forward is all about, connecting the dots and knowing that God is so real because he'll show it to you. Come on now.
And that's what I said. Okay, God, I'm on your side. I'm your cheerleader.
Oh, come on now.
I'm your cheerleader. I'm cheering you on. You know, you already passed the ball. You showed Bobby how the ball played. So he's holding on, and we're going to hold on with him too, you know, and believe that. And believe that we send our spirit through our spirit to her, that she will believe and hear and say the first. You've got to say to God, just like Malachi, you know, Lord, I've served you. Give me another chance. Lord, have mercy.
Amen. Oh,
the church up
in here. Oh, come on.
Let me get another caller. Yeah.
All right.
Lord.
Thank you so much for letting me share. But, ladies, just think
I'm
of your children
at the
cell phone.
I'm going to
come back
to you so you can do the prayer.
Okay.
Thank you. I'll be right back. Lord have mercy. Good morning.
Good morning. God bless Dr. Betsy.
I thank you
so much for talking on this issue today. And you always talk on so is the mother, is the daughter. And it's just in your face. And I just said, wow. And Bobby Christina has been on my mind and my heart all week, and I've been praying for her. Not only has she been on my mind and my heart, she's my Facebook little friend. And we talk, you know, and I see her articles and stuff that she shares. And I'm not going to say, you know, and I saw that she was like, Mommy, you know, before this happened, like 2 or 3 days, she said, Mommy, where are you? I need you, Mommy. And I'm saying to myself, you know, it's been a few years, and Bobby Christina is saying that, and I pray for her. But when I pray, I did pray in the spirit. And what I see is that she is with her mother right now, and they is having an awesome conversation, her and her mother and God. And I really believe she's going to come out of it. And I really believe that people are going to see that you know that you need God in your life. You need the pastor in your life. You need a community to raise a child. And, yes, I thank God for Bobby because he's not pulling it. And I see that she's going to come through. And we have to keep that's sending the prayers, that's sending the prayers to her. I was so happy that, you know, I became a friend on Facebook. She shares so much of her mother. And let me tell you, all the pictures and everything, she still haven't gotten over it. She still haven't gotten over her mother. But I say one thing, God didn't bring her this far to leave her. And I really believe in my heart that she's having a heart-on-heart conversation with her mother, and she will be that. And I'm just going to I'm just gonna leave that, and I'm just going to say thank you for this today because it really touched me. And I see your ministry so much, and this should be, this should be one of the, when you say, so is the mother, is the daughter. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. I'm telling you, God showed it to me. He showed it to me, and I, you know, I said, well, Lord, what should I do? I feel like I need to go down to Atlanta, you know what I mean? I just reach out to Bobby or something. I don't know. I just feel like I could go there and say something to her. I don't know. I'm just waiting. It just, God will not let me sleep. It's just all, I wake up, I go to bed, you know, and it's just, it's constantly on me. So we'll see. But I know one thing, I can go there in spirit, and I'm just staying there. I'm staying there. But I appreciate what you're saying. I wish you'd have told me when she sent those messages out back then. But I believe she's having a conversation with her mother, and her mother's going to tell her,
too.
Baby, you got to go back.
Me
you got to go back. You got to go back. All right. I love you. Thank you for that.
Love you, too.
God bless you.
Bye.
That's powerful. Bye-bye.
It's
okay.
Powerful.
Hello?
Hi, good morning, everybody. This is Frida calling from Atlanta, Florida. And the topic, my God, is so timely. And I just, you know, praise God just for you just sharing your heart with all of us because it's been heavy on our hearts. And I just believe that allow this to be an opportunity for people to reflect the mother and daughter, your relationships during this time. Let this be an opportunity that whatever that you may have, even if the relationship may you think that it's wonderful, but it always can get better. And one thing that God laid on my heart prior to coming on was the power of a hug. It may not be anything that you say, but just a hug, because I was sharing with Dr. Fletcher probably about maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago that I was working with some young ladies in their elementary school, and just out of nowhere, it was financial difficulties at this particular job, and so I was laid off. And but the attachment that I had with them, even though it was only for 6 weeks, what I was working and depositing, and they were being a blessing to me as well. And I just said a prayer. I said, Lord, I said, I would really appreciate if any way that you can have me to run across or to meet one of those children, because I don't see them anymore. And I went, I went to the store, and when I came back, the entire block was blocked off because we were having a Martin Luther King parade. And last year at this time, I wasn't here, and so I wasn't aware of the time. And so I parked my car on the side, and I had some distilled water on my hand, and I just was walking up the street, and lo and behold, one of my students was in the parade. And she came out of nowhere, and she screamed my name, and she said, Miss Hunter, and she had given me a hug. Words could not even express just to have her arms around. We embraced each other for about 5 seconds. We looked at each other, and she went right back into the parade. And so that was just, I just wanted to say, just the power of a hug can do volumes in a person's heart. And it did for
that
me.
That is so true. I can feel everybody's heart this morning. I know we got about 30 seconds, and I'm going to open it up for a second. Oh, Lord, I'm done. Got so frustrated. Cynthia wants to do a close prayer.
Cynthia wants to pray.
Yeah, go ahead, Cynthia. I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we just stop.
Yes, Lord.
Stop the world right now.
we stop, Father God, and we ask because we know that you're able. As a mother, Father God, we know that you're able because there's no gender in heaven. So you're her mother, and you're with, her mother's with you right now. And so, Father God, we ask that you send her back. And we ask that, God, that you would just awaken her right now with a spirit to want to live, a spirit that so wants to live, that she will be a legacy for her mom and she will be a testimony for you. So, Father God, we come against the spirit of death in the name of Jesus. But, Father God, we know that Jesus is able and he's able to raise her from the dead as he did Jairus' daughter. But, Father God, we know that she's your daughter and she was Whitney's child. And so, Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you will raise her from the dead right now in the name of Jesus. She's not dead. She's just sleeping. Ask you to Jared about his daughter. Fear not. Only believe. For she is just sleeping. And I just thank God for the testimonies who came around this morning. But, Father God, we know that you can touch and that our spirit can touch her spirit. And, Father God, we have an influence. Our prayer is the influence. And all of that, she will hear us, Father God. And with that, Father God, we say thank you. We thank you, God, in advance, because, God, we don't know what you're going to do. We can only hope that you're going to do it. And with that, Father God, we say amen, amen, and amen.
Wow. Thank you. Amen. I
amen.
Tell you. Thank God.
Amen.
All right. That's our show.
Amen.
I'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Okay, we are off the air now. Frida and Cynthia, you all are on there?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to say, my God, so. Frida?
Yes.
Okay, you calling me?
No.
Oh. Okay, it says here that you're calling me. Okay. Let's see. Anyway, we're off the air, and I just want to say thank you, guys.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just know that God is moving. You there, Cynthia?
I'm here. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Wonderful prayer. That was a wonderful prayer.
Thank you. Yes.
Oh,
thank
Lord.
You.
God is able. God is able. And I just thank God that Bobby was able to connect the dots, and he's hearing. He's hearing. He's hearing the Father. He's hearing
Amen.
The Father.
He said, nobody ain't going to tell me. I'm going to wait. And,
oh,
come
on now. Come on now.
Yeah. He said, I had a family member.
And
they thought he was, and he woke up. And just thinking
Amen.
That, if he can't go anywhere within that 9 days and live with himself afterwards, you know, what if, what happened?
Amen.
Not
Amen.
In that dream.
Amen.
Yeah, so he's going to have to go through that thing. And, you know, God, like you said, God showed him that for a reason. And
Amen.
I believe that, regardless of what, just 9 days, even if God made a decision that we don't understand, you better believe
it's
a good decision because it'll bring that family together. And God is tired.
Amen. Amen. Of the craziness.
Yeah, he's tired.
The craziness, all of the events and the restraining orders and all that crazy. And ain't nobody been paying this baby no attention. She was screaming for help, and nobody was paying her no attention because everybody's so busy up against each other that they can't pay her no attention. This is a baby.
Mm-hmm. And the money. It's all about who gets the money. Now, like, what did we say some months ago? I told you, our health is our wealth.
Yeah.
And when your health gets full of attention, nobody thinks about that wealth. They ain't thinking about that money right now. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, I've got a way to get your attention now.
No, come on now.
All right, then. Have a great day.
I love you, ladies. I love you so much. Dr. Fletcher, I will send you that flyer as soon as I get it. I checked last night. It had not come over.
Okay, who was it that wanted me to do something?
Let me close
the switchboard. I'll call you back.
Okay. Bye-bye.